B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Just give him tuna. He won't know the difference.
Hello. Give him...
Hey!
Hey, Tony. Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder. How are you?
Hey.
I was in the middle of... I was in the middle of reading a story in the news press. Tip of the
iceberg. Did I hear you correctly that you said that the FBI and the IRS and feds was all involved in this?
The feds are involved. I don't know about anybody else. The FBI. I don't know about the FBI, maybe. But I just went and told you about federal authorities.
Really seems like they're making an example.
They sure do. Tony, what can I do for you? I mean, why are you calling? Yeah, you can read it just like I can.
Well, I...
good old buddy,
No, best friend.
Oh, best friend,
pardon me?
Not to know, worry about it. What do you want? Yeah?
I wanted... You're a good-sounding board.
I'm a good-sounding
board. You're a good-sounding board. You're a good listener.
Thank you. And you're slurring your words today.
Well, that would be my business. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Yes, sir.
They're making a big deal out of the initials DDS.
Right.
Now, I have not seen this story because I'm at the restaurant.
Right. Are you smoking?
Yeah, is there a problem with that?
You're in the restaurant, Tony. You're not supposed to smoke in the restaurant.
Oh, I'm out in the Tornado.
Oh, okay. All right.
Taking a break. I got Clara running the store.
Clara? Who's Clara?
Never met Clara.
My Clarabelle.
I don't know who Clarabelle is.
That's my girl.
This is not another...
She goes to Edison.
She goes to Edison?
Right.
Edison?
She a teen?
Yeah, what is she? Goes to Edison College?
Right.
And you have her, Clara Bell, working at your restaurant, and she goes to Edison?
She works at my restaurant and shares my bed.
She's at least 18, right?
Yeah, how old is Clara?
That's besides the point. I got a serious question.
Yes, sir.
So they are focusing...
Yes,
on the initials DDS.
Yes, sir.
At any point, did they ever mention the initials ADD?
ADD? No, they didn't. I didn't see that in the indictment. ADD. I just saw the DDS.
So you're sure that there's no ADD?
Well, I'm not in the prosecutor's office. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if there's maybe some other things they're looking into. What does ADD have to do with anything? What?
ADD.
Yeah, what does that got to do with anything?
Anthony Donatello D'Amico.
What are you talking about? You've received checks? Are you saying that you've received checks?
You're mixed up in this?
You're in this mess?
I had no idea that there was anything shady going on. I thought he was a successful young man. He frequented my restaurant.
He did.
He appeared to me to be a man of wealth and taste.
Uh huh. And so what?
And we became very friendly.
Uh huh.
And I would do favors for him. You know, when I would make a bank drop, I would cash checks for him.
All right. What are you saying?
They were always good. And he might have, say, a $40, $50 check, and he'd tip me $5 or $10,000.
On a $40 or $50 check at the restaurant.
And he would just make the checks out to ADD.
Anthony, what?
Donatello
D'Amico.
Right.
I never knew that was your middle name, uh-uh. Tony.
Yes, it was very difficult to do. Because my bank wouldn't cash them, so I'd have to go to the money quarter. But he seemed to be a perfect gentleman.
And so I get it now.
And for my trouble, I get a taste.
Right, just a taste.
Just a little taste.
This is not unusual to me.
No. And I know now.
He was very well respected.
Uh-huh. I know now why you're calling. Now you are hearing about all these indictments coming down and mystery checks and where's the money gone.
That kind of caught my ear.
And
when
you're
getting
scared.
That he made the checks out to initials.
You're getting scared there, aren't you, ADD?
Well, if they want to come after the small businessman who bears the brunt of all of this crap,
uh-huh,
they're more than welcome to, because that money has been spent.
Maybe it has, so you don't have it, do you?
No, it's been spent on medical expenses because my girl Clarabelle gave me AIDS.
What?
She gave me the AIDS, what? Or as it's known by its initials, BPH.
That's completely
not,
different.
That's not AIDS.
Well, no, it turns into AIDS.
It does not.
Right now, I just have BPH.
Oh.
And I had her examine me.
Oh.
She said, yep, got it. And I said, you bitch, you gave me BPH.
Oh. That has nothing to do with
and
AIDS.
And she said, I'm sorry, I should have told you, Tony. I've had it for years. But let me tell you something. Yeah. You would love this girl. Forgave her.
You forgave her.
Because she is the most sexually adventurous partner I've ever had. I'm always blindfolded.
Oh.
Well, you know, when we go to do the deed.
You and Clarabelle from Edison College.
Right.
Right.
Where she...
Now, like everybody, she's got her flaws. I know that her breasts are fake.
Okay, so?
But they're nice, you know.
Yeah, sure they are. I know that
was... Like I'm looking to draw milk.
Oh, God! I know, and I'm sure it's something different for you, being that when your wife was alive, she didn't have fake breasts.
No. But I'll tell you, being with Clarabelle, it's like the fountain of youth.
Two fried eggs nailed to a wall.
Let me put it to you this way. Since I've been with Clarabelle,
yes,
I've noticed that the wet spot, if you will, is 2 to 3 times what it was before.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know this. I don't want to know about your involvement in checks. And...
We have been so intimate with each other. We shave
need...
each other's back. And to me, suffering with BPH is just part of the deal.
Right.
If you love somebody, you forgive them. And she don't complain.
No, I bet you she doesn't.
Especially, you know, in my place.
Yeah.
I got the 2 bathrooms, but a lot of times the ladies has been backing up on me for years. Clara don't mind using the urinal. Which has got to be quite a trick.
She doesn't mind using the urinal.
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. With her, I don't want to know any more details about it, Tony. If she makes you happy, that's
well,
fine.
I would think that you would go, you know what, Tony? That's a hell of a man that stands by his woman even though she give him the AIDS.
You don't have the AIDS.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia. It's a prostate disorder.
Yeah.
It's all Greek to me.
Okay, so if she's got prostate issues and she stands up to pee she's always blindfolding him?
She's a man.
She's just shy.
She's a man. Man.
How dare you?
She's a man. She stands up to pee. She's got BPH, which is the prostate. You shave her back. She's a man, man.
How dare you?
You're having sex.
My delicate flower is not a man.
Fake breasts.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably like a halfway trainee or something.
I gotta tell you, though, she has been such a help.
Uh-huh.
around the restaurant.
Right, a lot of heavy.
You know, I'm getting up there in age, and when the pallets come in, I can't lift them like I used to. And she says to me, Tony, don't worry about it.
I gotta go.
I gotta go too. That's one of the symptoms.
And you know what?
Nothing happens.
Well, go to a doctor.
She said she examined me already.
She examined your prostate?
Yeah, for the AIDS.
It's BPH. It's got a prostate. She's a man. And you know what? I'd go talk to somebody before the feds come and get you.
Well, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, what am I?
Any mention of ADD?
None.
Okay.
For now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't call back here again.
Why don't you go and suck on a...
Tony's having sex with a guy.
Yeah, and he's writing cash and checks.
Yeah, for just a little taste.
Just a taste. $5,000 tips, $10,000 on a $40 tab. Oh.
And welcome to American Top 40. Casey Kasem's on vacation this week, and I'll be sitting in for him. My name's Bruce Philip Miller, and I do my regular thing at KIIS, Kiss Radio, the AT40 station here in Los Angeles.
American Top 40.
I'm Bruce Philip Miller, sitting in for Casey Kasem this week on American Top 40. And look who's back on the charts. Debuting in the countdown this week with their 30th Top 40 hit.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. We'll be right back.
relentlessly fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, the new Mr. Warm.
Yeah, hi. Stan and Haney here. I got to address something right out of the box, and this it directly involves our listeners.
Have you got something to do with a fish fry, you said?
No. This involves our listeners. Look, we aim to please here on the Stan and Haney Show. We try.
Well, that's what we are. We're caring nurturers.
See if you can follow me on the chain of events and what we have to deal with right now. And we're not happy about it. And when I see our listeners complain, and in a roundabout way, we're going to get blamed for something. And I'm trying to head it off at the pass. Follow me. This is going to be a story in stages to where we're at right now. And I am appalled. Long before this company deemed it necessary to be so deep and involved up to our elbows in social media and other forms of video and postings and sites. And we were a broadcast station, which we still are. Sometimes I wonder if it's priority.
We were told we're in the radio business, not the computer business.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
When D-Train began working for us, even before he was our producer, when he was in charge of the Stan and Haney website, before it was required around here that everybody has a Beasley website, we, thanks to him, had our Stan and Haney website. And we began to podcast. It was D-Train's assigned job as part of this show, not the station, but as part of this show, that he made it available for our website, stanandhaney.com, to have our podcast available. And he would come in the following day before the show would come on and post the podcast. And it worked great. So, in the transition time between D-Train and Junior starting to work here, D-Train trained Junior quite properly on posting the podcast. It has one of the biggest followings as far as alternative media goes in the company. And thousands each week depend on that podcast, who can't listen to the show in its entirety, who might be out of state, who want to listen to the Stan and Haney Show on their own time.
And for some, it's Stan and Haney in the morning.
Yeah, they pick your time you want to listen to us. And it's been done like clockwork. The following day, that show's entire show is posted. Then Beasley begins to get involved with wanting to do their social media. Follow me.
Like they got involved in our TV show?
Yep. Yes. Yes! So what D-Train did and Junior does, it's posted on our website, but it's also posted on the Beasley website. And every month, because they've created a new department, a department of one with Marvin. Is that his name, Marvin?
It's Marvin, yeah.
You're talking about Wrong Way Marvin?
Yes.
The guy that films the stuff sideways?
Sideways. They will post weekly and monthly podcasts, streaming stuff. We are the Stan and Haney Show, always at the top of the companies who's listening to podcasts.
And somehow we're in trouble for that.
We're going to be. Well, always number one in the amount of downloads of our podcast.
But it's not our fault.
I know. That's the good end of it. That's what they like to brag on right now.
I thought we were in trouble.
No, we're going to be. We're going to be.
Because we could just take it down.
We're going to be. Please. So, unbeknownst to us, and, you know, there's an argument behind the scenes going on, but this isn't part of the story. Unbeknownst to us, they sold it. And for the first time in years, it's being, for the company, not us, for the company, it's being monetized. There's where the problem lies.
Not because of
any money's coming in. That's a whole other department and a whole other set of issues.
I don't think we have a contract about internet stuff.
We do not. Now.
Although, you know, they'll just have an addendum that says we own you that too.
Yeah, you know, and force us to sign it. But that's another conversation. So, with these advertising spots being put into the podcast, which was started all these years ago by D-Train, now continued by Junior, because they have to put in advertising, Junior's job has become setting up the podcast as he normally would, putting it on the internal computer here. And sending it over to Marvin to have the
tag put on.
The tags put on, the advertisement tags put on. And then once that's done, it'll be posted. So we have had great success for years now with the podcast, to the amazement and pleasure of Beasley, that so many people.
So that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Way you were talking, I wasn't sure.
Oh, here's where it turns sour, and we're going to be blamed. So his job in the last week has changed. That Junior no longer comes in, puts the podcast up, and posts it for everybody to hear. His job is to set it up
and send it to an intermediary.
An intermediary, another department. So that they can put the tags on it because it is now monetized for somebody. And so he comes in, he's looking all confused at me, and I'm starting to see things pop up on our text line. What is it, guys? We depend on you. Where's the podcast? Where's the show? He goes to put up move today's podcast over to the other department. The other department says, haven't gotten around to putting the last one you gave me up. I'll get around to putting this one up.
Oh, no.
And so our audience, which has been so loyal to us because we have been consistent with our producers posting this stuff, are saying,
it's what always happens.
Where is it? Where is it? And guess what? If this continues, that download number is not going to be in the thousands anymore.
It'll be a more manageable number.
It's going to be a more manageable number as it drops. And then they're going to go and call you and I into a meeting and saying, hey, guys, you know what? Your podcast used to be really good. Why aren't you doing it anymore?
Yeah, you guys must not be putting the effort in anymore.
That's what I'm talking about. And it comes right down to our listeners who have been loyal, and we've been loyal in posting those podcasts. And to the apple of this company's eyes, look at Stan and Haney and how.
And now we got Mr. I haven't got around to it.
I haven't gotten around to it.
Because he's too busy hand-wringing.
Whatever.
I could say other things.
I know, and I've also said, well, every other Beasley company across the country has a staff doing this, but here, for some reason here, one person should be enough for five radio stations. Well, of course he's not going to be able to put it up in time.
Well, I think it just comes down to it's not a priority for him.
Of course not.
Now, what he'd like is if Junior had slacked and he... Well, I never got it. Well, he can't make that excuse.
No, he said he had it. It's been...
But more important things to do. Oh, jeez.
Stan, just to let
and
you
I know,
know
and you know what?
The podcasts haven't been updated since Friday.
And I am...
Yeah.
I am with the listener on that.
I am, too.
Because when, you know, you make something part of your routine.
Yes.
And it's there every day, and then all of a sudden it's not.
And we, as the Stan and Haney show, made sure that's what happened.
And it would be.
But it's out of our hands now. And guess what? When that takes a hit, we're going to be blamed. I've had it. We'll take a break.
Who's even in charge of Marvin?
Nobody. He's a department head on his own. He makes his own rules. Autonomous from everybody else. He's just like another department head.
Could we turn the wolf man loose on him?
We could, but the wolf man is so old now that he doesn't have the fight in him. If Wolfman, the salesman, was, you know, in his 30s, I think it would be he would tear him up and have him for lunch. But now he's an old man. He doesn't have
You think Marvin isn't even scared of the Wolfman?
No.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back. What you've just heard is the truth. Stan and Haney.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody.
That doesn't sound good.
But that,
yeah.
Let me explain what I got.
It's
got
to be in the lungs now.
It's not in the lungs. I battled last week, and it lasted a week, a pesky cold that started in the head and the sinuses and started to move to the lungs, and it has stopped. Oh, I was in la-la land last week. But what happens is my post-nasal drip is, and you know this,
mm-hmm.
you live with it daily. My post-nasal drip is so bad.
How bad is it?
That it's not coming from the lungs going out. It is dripping into the back of my throat and right around the Adam's apple, all of this. It pools in there. And it's all coming right from my sinuses. So my lungs are clear, but there's a phlegm ball in there, and it's right in the throat. And when I sleep at night, it just pools down in there so that when I wake up in the morning, it's just one quick, and out it comes.
Well, you claim that came from Jesse James Dupree.
Yes. He went back slapping pitchers, handshakes, and then I got sick.
And then we had Patient Zero with Roger Marley,
yep.
Which that was like right after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we're well on our way now to March.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like we can catch a break.
Junior got it. I know Christopher Beasley, Junior Beasley down the hallways got it. You got it. And it's one of those things. You got a cold. It affects you, but it's not enough to leave you bedridden.
Yeah. Hey, anybody heard anything from Dave?
Yes. I'm not talking about it right now because I'm going to get mad. He has selectively texted various people with various different stories. And I will be glad to read my texts. I last night was told to respect his privacy at this time. And that he needs rest.
Why did that make you laugh, Junior?
He knows what I'm talking about.
he's been like just telling everybody about it.
But we need to respect his privacy.
Yeah, respect that.
Hey, bro, respect my privacy.
Well, and you weren't talking to him, were you?
No.
So he
I
went,
started.
He texted you and said, respect my privacy, but you don't even know why.
Very quickly. And I got to say this quickly. We got the grab bag to do. Where has he been? We knew he took the fast money, the $60, and ran.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before the end of the show, maybe about 5:45, he texts Junior to say he's in the hospital. Oh, my God. In the hospital. Well, I know what his hospital is. It's not being checked in anywhere. He goes there to the emergency room like seeing a regular doctor. And then he can say he's in the hospital. So Zito hears about it. And first thing Zito says, oh, really? What room? Let's go. We're going to bring him flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I text Dave. Oh, I hear you're in the hospital. We're on our way over. What room?
We're all on our way over.
And then, respect my privacy. I need my rest. Well, come on. What room? And I texted him about 3 times. What room are you in? It's on the way. Zito's passes right by. They're on the way home. What room? And then he starts texting Junior, but not me. But naturally, Junior tells me what Dave is saying to him. And so then I will go, like, I already know the answer. And I'm texting him. And he apparently, I have him. It happens. He said when he was washing cars, a car, he felt something pop. What the hell's that mean? Come to find out, all that day.
Well, I was thinking, you know, could it be something internal?
No,
you know,
well, kinda.
Appendix.
All that day, he was doing something. Said the following day that he was feeling ill. So you're going on 2 days. He was feeling ill because he felt something pop and he was sick. So he goes to the doctor. Now I didn't know this. I heard this from Junior. He showed me the text. All I know is something popped. Tells Junior he had a cyst on his arm that they had to drain. And I naturally go and text again. What room? We're all coming. I'm not in a room. I'll be out today. I'll be over there tomorrow, meaning today. He said at 3:00. Then he sends me a picture, and it's a little eighth of an inch cut. And
he's here now.
Yeah, because there was nothing. He decided to take the short money.
You know what amazes me, though, is of all the known maladies that he has, it's always something new.
Yeah, because it's a good excuse to get in the hospital and get free care thanks to us taxpayers.
You know, maybe I should have gone to the hospital.
Yes. Yes, maybe you should have.
With the problem I had.
Yep, get out of the room. We're doing the broadcast. I'm getting too many complaints about you that you're breaking up the show.
He's breaking up the show.
One of our loyal listeners, and I'll read it in the mailbag today, that too many of our breaks are involving Dave, and Dave is deranged, making him deranged, and making Stan deranged. And I will say this to this longtime listener. I was the one that said, make him just come in on Friday, and that there are people in this building that would love to see him here every day, but he's killing the show. And that's a fact. And I'm the first one to admit it.
Well, that's the first step to healing, I think.
Thank you, Haney. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, and thanks to the gang at the Pewter Mug. They're top shelf.
Well, we've been friends a long time.
Yes,
we love
have.
Them.
This is great. A British dad decided to check out his 8-year-old son's iPad. Let's take a look at the search history on what my little 8-year-old's looking up. And he did it with the 8-year-old's older sister in the room. And they decided, let's see what the history
is.
Oh, for
peak embarrassment.
Yeah, of what the 8-year-old's looking up on his iPad.
So what are you looking at, Dad?
I'm checking out Finley's iPad search history.
So this is my 8-year-old brother. How did Extension die? How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie, Arson, Club Ubisoft, Fortnite, Shadical Face. Oh, barbecue sauce on t-
Barbecue sauce on t-
So I'm sitting there with barbecue sauce on my t- Look.
Dave, get out of the room. Stop distracting him for your little fake illness. Get out of the room. I'm trying to do a show. You're ruining it. Get out of the room. I do not want you here. It is not Friday. Get out of my sight. Somebody give you money so you'll be gone for a couple of days. Get out of my sight. Get out of the room. I'm done with your sabotaging. This is, how many times have we, as teenagers, had the house party?
And, oh, sure.
And parents come home. Well, a bunch of teenagers were having a house party. They were singing along to Kesha when the mom of the kid who lived there busted in, dropped some F-bombs, and kicked everybody out. Good. See what I'm talking about? He's not even paying attention to our show.
Well, he's laying on the floor. Just let him be.
I'm talking about our producer.
Well, the producer just looking at Dave is just, he's being good. He laid down on the floor.
He's being an attention-seeking jackass, and I don't want any of it. This is horrible. And this is what, you know, you want to have cities like San Francisco and...
No.
Where all the homeless are going crazy, and you got a nice house.
It is supposed to be... ridiculous on the West Coast
this
right
is West
now.
Coast.
And not like thinking, I was there 5 years ago, it was fine. No, evidently, in the past 5 years, it's gone like completely nuts.
A woman, follow me on this, and this is disgusting. And as the problem gets bigger, more of this is going to happen. A woman in Sacramento went to check on a noise in her house a few weeks ago. You're minding your own beeswax. You hear a noise.
Sacramento isn't supposed to be that bad, is it?
Oh, is it? So she hears a noise in her house. What? What is that? She found a naked homeless couple had broken into her house to use their shower. Hey, may as well. She says... The smell was unbelievable. And
well, they seemed to be aware of it.
And she confronted them.
And they said, hey, we're trying to do something about it.
They're using her towels. They're using her linens.
First thing that hits me is the smell. Sewer mixed with vomit, mixed with BO, mixed with 30 feet. This very large, 6 foot plus man, 200 pounds, naked. With my towel. I'm looking at him, I go, what are you doing?
I think the one thing I'd say is don't get into a confrontation with these people. For the most part, they're just wanting to stay dry, maybe get something to eat.
How about consequences? If you break into somebody's home, you have to pay the consequences.
Not in California, honey. You better move.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it seems to me, ma'am, that they were just trying to take a shower, and then you accosted them. What? But they were in my house. Yeah, well, they were just trying to take a shower, ma'am.
I'm so wrong about that.
Just wanted, a roof over their head.
Unbelievable.
Very inhospitable of you, ma'am.
Hmm. Hey, Junior, you might want to make a note of this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Scientists have figured out how to harvest your hair follicle cells, bank them in a lab as an insurance policy if you go bald. So you start thinning out, you already have your hair in a lab, they can clone the follicles, put them back in your head, you got a full head of hair.
Yeah, but aren't they the ones that went bad to begin with?
I don't know.
The point of hair cloning is to create as many hairs as we need at any point in time without worrying whether we're going to run out of it in the future or not. And that is the big motivation about research into trying to create that hair, so no matter how little hairs you've got, we can create enough hair to give you the look that you want when you want it.
Full head.
That guy has about 6 different accents going at the same time.
It makes him sound distinguished. This is amazing. You don't think it goes on today with the theft of art, the embezzlement, art in... This is all real. The FBI. And this guy's been at it a long time.
Well, if you're talking about art, then you're talking about things like heists.
Yeah, a heist. The FBI just busted a 90-year-old guy in Indiana for hoarding over 40,000 priceless ancient artifacts he had taken from different countries from around the world.
Well, seems like good job by him. What's the problem?
Including 2,000 bones, human bones, which represent about 500 human beings.
When I first went into his house and saw the size of the collection, it was unlike anything we'd ever seen. Not only me, but I don't think anyone even on the art crime team. Roughly half of the collection was Native American, and the other half of the collection was from every corner of the globe. About 2,000 human bones. To the best of our knowledge right now, those 2,000 bones represent about 500 human beings. You have to treat these people with dignity. These are human beings and people. It matters. It has meaning to people today, it has meaning to our children and their children.
All too often here, we have been treated as curiosities rather than a people here. They could very well be my own great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother, you know, that had been, I characterize it as being ripped out of the earth, you know?
You know, the British are now trying to prosecute American soldiers who were in Afghanistan because there was this famous British battle near Kandahar, and they never went back. But when we rolled through the country, our guys are like, oh, this looks like it could be pretty valuable. All this stuff from the British cavalry. Yeah, we'll be selling that. And then the Brits got wind of it, and they want to go after it.
Here's the Brits. Have you ever been to the London National Museum, where they went and looted all the Egyptian pyramids and mummies and stuff?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. Here's a car accident. We're going to give you both ends of this. This is incredible. On Sunday, there was a 131-car wreck in Wisconsin on Highway I-41. Here's some of the 911 calls that came in from this 131-car wreck.
Help, I'm on the highway. There's a huge accident. There's a huge car. I'm so scared.
Get back in your vehicle. Get back in your vehicle.
There's a huge pile of people. I'm on
31. Ma'am.
Oh, my God. My car's just shaking. I don't feel safe in the car.
All the cars piling up smash.
Oh, my God.
Is anyone inside your vehicle hurt?
See, a building RGL, I don't think any of us are hurt, no.
Okay, so you said it's multiple vehicles?
Yes, a van, a little car, and we're in a big blue truck. And now it's like everybody's starting to stop. Oh, here's another. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man, oh, my God.
Full history.
Yeah, we're okay. Everybody's just crashing into us because we're, like, stopped on the side.
Okay, put your hazards on for me. I know it's really difficult.
Hazards. Oh, my God.
Now here's the scanner, the police scanner.
We're receiving quite a few 911 calls. We need traffic reroute.
We have a major pileup. We want cell phone and G's in George.
Attention, Tonto Midland Fire. Tonto Midland Fire. Repeat multiple jaws. Repeat multiple jaws in that area for approximately 40-car pileup. The Sheriff Gold Cross is aware this is a mass casualty incident. You're going to need some first ambulances out here.
71 people hurt, one killed.
I don't like snow.
Nope. I can't play the full 5 minutes of this, but if you're a Warzy, you're going to effing love this. I've only got less than a minute of it here, but somebody put together a trailer of all the Star Wars movies into a long trailer. Actor Topher Grace edited it. It's a 5-minute trailer with all the Star Wars movies. Here's just a sample.
I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
You will learn from Yoda.
Much anger in him.
You're not all powerful.
Well, I should be.
Like his father.
I will be the most powerful Jedi ever.
Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Luke Skywalker. A myth.
The prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
The Jedi were real.
I used to wonder about that myself.
Me too.
Thought it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power.
A magical power holding together good and evil, the dark side and the light.
It's an energy field created by all living things.
Crazy thing is,
it surrounds us.
It's true.
It penetrates us.
The Force, the Jedi.
It binds the galaxy together.
All of it.
There is still good in it.
It's all true.
It's a full 5-minute trailer of all the movies. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Well, that could have saved some time back in 77.
You got that right. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. And also, it was in the news press today, Cape Coral and how they rank in just about everything nationwide. In the big cities.
Well, it's just paradise.
Well, I guess it's good for pizza. It's good for growth. Not so good for singles. We'll give you the rundown when we come back.
Well, isn't that what they say? It's a great home for the newlywed and nearly dead.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up on the show today in about 25 minutes, are you smarter than Haney? Lovely Karen will be joining us. And up for grabs.
Won't that be nice? A ray of sunshine
yes.
coming in.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Up for grabs, our last pair of tickets to see the Steve Miller Band, March 13th, 8 p.m., Suncoast Arena. Those tickets will be yours if you're smarter than Haney. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to get a hold of us, 277-9600. We've got other prizes as well if you contribute. I'd love to hear people's comments on the latest article in the news press about the city of Cape Coral and how it ranks nationwide. We have to talk about Cape Coral now, not Fort Myers. Cape Coral is now by far the largest city in Lee County and recently passed Tallahassee to become the 8th most populous city in Florida. That's where everybody is at now. Cape Coral.
Well, it's just paradise.
Yep. Well, let's find out. a bunch of websites and groups have ranked the city on numerous criteria. Everything ranging from food to living here to retiring here to driving, health, and they have the list that came out in the news press. Here's the rundown on some of the various lists Cape Coral has made in the last year. Some a couple of years old because they didn't do the survey. Of the 180 cities that the group Wallet Hub compared, Cape Coral this past year ranked as the 24th safest city. The list measured various factors, including assaults per capita, unemployment rate, road quality. Here's where you get a little bit of a black eye, Cape Coral. The previous year, you ranked 5th. You have fallen to 24th. Fastest growing. City officials may be quick to point out Cape Coral topped Forbes' list of the fastest growing cities in America in 2017, but its ranking has since fallen. Cape Coral now is 9th on Forbes' 2018 fastest growing cities in America. Let's see what else. Wallet Hub pegged it at 24th on the list, 12th for mid-sized cities, ranked 9th for best retirement city. Cape Coral.
Oh, we just love it there.
Yep. Cape Coral came in 9th out of more than 180 cities in the country for retirees. That analyst analysis included factors such as cost of living, retired taxpayer friendliness, and availability of recreational facilities for the olds.
Specifically for the old.
And that's why it came in 9th. What about for families? Is Cape Coral, according to the numbers,
great place to raise kids, isn't it?
Not so much. 60th. On the list, Cape Coral came in 60th out of 183 Florida municipalities in Wallet Hub's best and worst cities for families in 2018. The report says that ranking analyzed factors including housing affordability and the school system. They had some other ones. North Fort Myers. Salute to you, North Fort Myers, for families. 63rd on the list. Get a load of this. Where did Fort Myers rank on the best place for families in Florida? 113th. 113th. Naples was 30th. Highest ranking in our area.
You know, I can't help but notice you seem a little off today. You seem a little upset.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're pretty angry with Dave.
You're darn right I am. He ain't going to go and sabotage this anymore.
And I feel like you could just use a little cheering up. And I know of only one thing that can immediately turn that frown upside down.
You know what? I'm tired of him putting a stick in the spokes. NRBQ, everybody.
You can't be angry now. It's your favorite song.
Riding in My Car. This came out, I believe, 1978, 79.
Remember last summer
Seven.
When we had the
77.
To find each other, start making romance.
All better?
I love this song. I love this song. To me, this is the perfect song.
I can't find no true love, oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time.
Thank
I'm
you,
riding
Petey.
In my car.
Just figure we need to bring you back in.
Well, I went to the place where everybody hangs out to see what everybody was talking about.
There you were. There you are. That boy from last summer.
What does NRBQ mean?
I don't remember. And this is the only song that NRBQ ever did that sounded like this. Big Northeast Band. This was a local hit on the pop stations in 77. Didn't do anything nationally. You know how, like, you had the regional hits?
Yeah, well, this is very much like your local Beach Boys sound.
Yeah, kinda. And this is the only song that they did that sounded like this.
Well, you know, the funny thing is on my service,
yeah,
they have, like, 12 of their albums. They took off the one that has this on it.
Really?
Now. Yeah. They have everything else they ever did, which you don't care about.
That's terrible. You a single guy living in Cape Coral?
Good luck.
Good luck. 168th for single living. They say single Cape residents might have to work a little harder to meet people. Wallet Hub ranked Cape Coral 168th. For singles in 2018 out of 182 cities. Factors included in that analysis range from share of single population to the number of online dating opportunities to nightlife options per capita. In other words, not enough places to go out and have fun and not enough available singles online.
Well, try it 10 years ago. It's gotten so much better.
Yeah, probably.
Because they, you know, with the bike nights and all that.
Yeah. I think so. How and why do they rank Cape Coral 8th for safe drivers?
What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know there's heavy traffic enforcement, but it doesn't mean they drive better.
They say, the report says there are an average about, for per driver, about 12 years between claims on their insurance in Cape Coral. That if you have to make a claim, it's on average 12 years later, you'll have to make another. And let me wrap this up by just saying, Cape Coral, you're not healthy either. I guess with the retirement community, a lot of people dying. Out of 170 of the most populous cities in the United States, Cape Coral comes in 151st for health. they ranked such factors as costs of medical visits, fruit and vegetable consumption, fitness clubs per capita. Last year, or the previous year, not much better, 146th. Also, air pollution plays a factor.
You know what I am concerned about?
What?
And I'm not trying to be mean, but didn't we discuss you going on a diet?
I am. I started last week. I haven't had bread, sugar, starch, anything for a week and a half now.
Are you happy?
No. No, I'm not.
You may want to just make sure that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Because I just noticed, maybe it's that shirt.
What?
But you are bigger than I have ever seen you.
Thank you.
And you've been going for a week and a half?
Yeah, I've been, for about a week and a half.
Now, are you trying to go into ketosis and all that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I've been there.
Did you get the keto sticks?
No, I didn't get the sticks. I can tell by my head and how much it hurts.
So a week and a half, that would explain there's been a lot of anger in the week and a half.
Well, there's been things that trigger that anger.
Have you been eating steaks and stuff?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Now, you got to remember, when you're doing that diet, you can't think about meat the same way.
No, I know.
Because fat is your friend.
Yes, it is.
So you want a little bit of extra fat.
Yeah.
You want it extremely well marbled.
I'm good. Kind of.
No wonder.
Yeah.
You have my sympathy,
thank
sir.
Thank you, buddy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brad.
Oh, Scatter, what do you want?
Well, that's what you call him.
What do you want, man? What do you want?
We're talking about Cape Coral, aren't we?
You don't even live in Cape Coral.
No, I don't, and I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he doesn't have an opinion, Stan. Go get him, Scatter.
Go ahead.
Well, I might as well go down.
K-Rock. Hello. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Coach again, and hey, I Coach. Apologize for the week. I had to change the way I talk to kids because some of them were getting upset. You know, I was a little too rough to them.
Yeah,
rough on them.
I was wondering where that fight is.
Oh, I have it. I broke my stick over the glass a couple weeks ago, and a couple kids freaked out. But
yeah, it's a different world after Irma.
I was trying to get them motivated for our playoffs. So.
All right. Well, I mean, you can't even accuse him. You can't even accuse him of being homos anymore, Coach.
No. Well, gotta be careful what you say. Yes.
Yeah. You gotta.
The younger kids, I lit up a locker room one time, and the younger kids went out crying, and they wanted to quit. I thought, maybe they got the wrong coach.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of adjust things depending on circumstances.
Everybody wants a participation ribbon.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the Cape Coral thing. This ought to make. Especially Haney, real happy. My wife's part of the Cape Coral Leadership Group. She works at Cape Coral Hospital. And they just had a Chinese delegation in town. They're working on being sister cities with a Chinese city and getting in Chinese investment in the town, you know, because NorTech and a couple lads have moved into town.
Well, isn't that interesting how the news press will print something like that when you have a big delegation coming to Cape Coral?
Right. And Chinese on top of it. We can't find anybody else to deal with.
But, yeah.
They're not taking over, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're taking over everywhere.
We got to take a break.
And it's all espionage.
And of course it is.
You tell your wife to be careful.
Lovely Karen coming in next. Are you smarter than Haney? Our last pair of Steve Miller Band tickets for March 13th, Suncoast Arena, can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
I hope the Chinese don't buy the station.
They could. And Beasley will sell.
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on
That's
it.
Right.
Yep. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies.
Yeah, don't try
Stan
that at home.
Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Are you smarter than Haney? Coming up here in just a second. About 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But we do this every Wednesday. The lovely Karen comes in to join us.
And I have meant to do this for Karen for months, and I always forget. Here it is, Karen. Sounds a bit insane, doesn't it?
I like it. I like the
blinding me with science.
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 There you go. So now you know where it comes from.
Yes, now I know.
Up for grabs today.
See, you learn so much from
us. I learn something new every time I come in here.
Steve Miller Band tickets. Karen is your lifeline. She'll be your lifeline for both Haney and yourself. If there's a category that you don't want to answer or you're not well-versed in, ask for your lifeline and Karen will attempt to answer it for you. Must say you want to use your lifeline before we ask the question.
I don't know. I'm a little distracted today. I'm worried about the Chinese taking over the hospitals.
Oh, no kidding. When they came over to Cape Coral there, they want to have a sister city and all that. Oh, God. The Chinese in Cape Coral.
Thank you, no, sir.
Six categories. First person to get all six will be the winner. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long.
You know, there was a time they wouldn't let the red Chinese in the country.
Hell no. You lose. And, of course, if you ask the science question.
Science.
Yeah. See, there you go,
I
Karen.
Love it.
There it is. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. And if you are successful, you'll get the Steve Miller Band tickets. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host. I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days to have a shot at the Steve Miller Band tickets. Random caller. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. It is your turn to call in and challenge Mark Haney. Let's see who we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
You ever play this game before?
It was about a year ago.
You want to let him play? Or do you want to go?
There's so many people that never get a chance.
There's so many people, Mike, that don't get a chance to play.
Plus, you know, it's Steve Miller.
Yeah.
It's Steve Miller.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to veto it.
All right. You can play.
Awesome.
All right. Now, I'm going to make one rule with you right now, Mike.
All right.
If Haney defeats you, did he beat you the last time?
Yes, he beat me.
Okay. If he beats you again, you can never play this game again.
All right.
All right. That's fair enough. Say hi to Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mike. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. She can be your lifeline. You must say, I want to use my lifeline before I ask the question. Understood?
Yes.
All right. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Remember, if your opponent cannot answer the question and you have the category open, you can steal. We begin with Mark Haney. Mark, category?
Geography.
Geography. La da da. I asked that one already. Let's see. All right, Haney. What country is home to Kohong? Pronounce it correctly. Kohong. Kohkong. Kohong.
Can you spell it out again?
Kohkong. What country is home to Kohong, Phnom Penh? Three different cities.
Okay.
Kohong, Phnom Penh, and Siem Reap. Siem Reap.
Cambodia.
Correct. Cambodia. Very good, Haney.
You had me for a second
there.
Yeah,
it had me the way they phrased the question, too. Mike, category?
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. I need the complete answer to this in sports and leisure, Mike.
Okay.
Who are the Mario Brothers usually trying to save?
Princess. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Princess Toadstool?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in sports and leisure.
Princess Peach?
Princess Peach, you are correct. You know what?
Karen was impressed.
Yeah, I am. Did you know that, Karen?
Of course I did. Right. I grew up with that.
Haney has control. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
In history for Mark Haney. Haney, what neighboring country did Switzerland accidentally invade in 2007? Accidentally. They really didn't invade them, but wound up with troops there. What neighboring country did Switzerland accidentally invade
Boy,
in
I wish
2007?
It was multiple choice.
Nope.
France?
Incorrect. You can steal, Mike. Accidentally invaded.
I wouldn't know.
Can I guess?
You can, yeah. Anybody, go ahead, Haney.
Belgium?
No. Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein. 170 Swiss soldiers got lost and inadvertently crossed the border. You got control, though, Mike. Category?
What's left?
How about all of them? geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go science and nature.
Science! What software product, Mike, was originally called Display, then Image Pro? Say again?
Clipart?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Photoshop?
It is Photoshop. You are correct.
Karen knew.
Oh, yes.
Haney, you have control of the board. Entertainment, history, arts and literature.
History.
In history for Haney. La da da. Okay. Oh no, I think we asked that one. Here we go, Haney, history. What two Italian immigrants were executed in 1927 after a notoriously biased murder trial in Massachusetts? What two Italian immigrants were executed in 1927 after a notoriously biased murder trial in Massachusetts?
I can't think of any being executed. The only ones I think about being executed is Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
No, that is incorrect, and that was in the 50s.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can steal, Mike.
I wouldn't have a clue. That one, I wouldn't have a clue.
Sacco and Vanzetti. Sacco and Vanzetti.
I don't know that.
Oh.
I don't know the story.
Look up that. They were anarchists. Anarchists.
Well, yeah. There was a lot of those around the turn of the century all the way up to 1930. Didn't they execute one president of ours? Wasn't it anarchists that took out McKinley?
That's right. Mike, you're wide open.
Can I call on Miss Karen to pick a category?
Sure you can.
All right.
Karen, which category would you like for Mike?
Entertainment for Mike.
He is losing horribly.
All right, Mike, let's see if I can get this for you.
I don't know if you can answer this, but I'll give you, this is the question that came up. You should be able to get some, but let me make sure it's up to date here. Name four of the six hosts of The Tonight Show. The Tonight Show has gone through six hosts in its lifetime. Name four of them for Mike. Hosts of The Tonight Show.
I don't think I know any of them.
Not even the current host of The Tonight Show? On Channel 2 at night?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I'm going to say no. I'm sorry, Mike.
Haney, you can steal. Name four of the six hosts that The Tonight Show has had.
Now I'm going to play it very conservatively.
Okay.
Johnny Carson,
mm-hmm.
Jay Leno,
mm-hmm.
Conan O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon.
Correct.
Now, I know there was also Jack Parr and Steve Allen.
Correct. You named them all.
Oh, my gosh.
You named them all for entertainment. And, Haney, you have control of the board. History, arts and literature.
I am going to have Karen see if she can tackle arts and literature.
That's
all right. Karen,
yes.
In arts and literature for Haney, in the comic strip Peanuts, who is Lucy in love with? In the comic strip Peanuts, who is Lucy in love with? Oh, we had Junior jumping at the bit.
Yeah, he's like, oh my gosh, I know.
As Junior, as a little kid, he liked to read a lot of comic books.
Yeah, very well read.
Yeah, in comic books.
I'm going to go with Alex.
That's incorrect. guess what, Mike? He can steal.
I'm going to be Charlie Brown.
Incorrect. Incorrect. What are you, Junior?
He's itching. Linus. What is it?
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
How is it not Linus?
It's incorrect. It's incorrect.
What is it?
It's Schroeder. Schrader.
Oh.
Schroeder.
Schroeder, the one who plays the piano. Schroeder. You have...
And Junior was feeling all smart.
I'm going to Google this.
Mike. Wide open board, Mike. You haven't gotten one right.
I know it.
You got this.
So I got arts and leisure also? Or?
You have everything.
Arts and leisure, then.
Arts and literature.
All right, literature.
Let's see. La-da. All right, listen carefully. Mike?
Yes.
What everyday object did Marcel Duchamp submit to a 1917 exhibition with the title Fountain? What everyday object did Marcel Duchamp, D-U-C-H-A-M-P, submit to a 1917 exhibition with the title Fountain? It's an everyday item. And you, Mike, should know it better than Karen or any female.
I know he was the boxer, right?
Yeah, the champ.
Yeah, sure.
Marcel... The champ. I don't know how you'd say it in French. The champion.
Deschamps.
What did he invent?
Boxing gloves?
No, it had nothing to do with boxing. Haney,
I don't know.
You can steal in arts and literature.
Pen.
Incorrect.
You said fountain.
Is it the urinal?
Yes, it is the urinal.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
You shamed me, Karen.
Haney, you have control. History, arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
Haney, in arts and literature, Tom Wolfe originally wrote The Bonfire of the Vanities for what magazine?
Was it Vanity Fair?
Incorrect. You can steal, Mike. Bonfire of the Vanities. Tom Wolfe wrote it for what magazine?
Would it be People Magazine?
Incorrect.
Is it Esquire?
Incorrect. Rolling Stone.
For some reason, I didn't associate him with Rolling Stone.
Mike, you have control every category.
All right. Let's go with history.
History. All right. Dun, dun, okay. What former vice presidential candidate has children named Track, Trig, Bristol, Willow, and Piper. Former vice presidential candidate has kids named Track, Trig, Bristol, Willow, and Piper.
Biden.
Well, Haney, you need history.
The lovely Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin is correct. And Haney, you have control. You are at match point with arts and literature.
My easiest category.
Answer it correctly. This. The game is over and you have shut out Mike. Miss it. He can steal it and have control of the board. This is in arts and literature. Let me get an arts and literature question.
How many points did you get last time you played, Mike?
That's what I was just thinking.
How did you do? I got two last time.
Oh, you did get two. Haney, in arts and literature, for the game, what brand of broom did Harry Potter receive in the book Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone? What was the brand of broom Harry Potter got?
I don't really know any brands of brooms. Cedar.
Incorrect. Mike?
I never even seen the movie.
Okay, I won't even bother asking you. Junior knows.
It's the Nimbus 2000.
It is the Nimbus 2000. And you knew that too, Karen, didn't you? All right, Mike, wide open. Pick anything you want. This is academic.
We have movies.
Movies. You want entertainment?
Entertainment, yes.
It's not guaranteed to be about movies.
Yeah.
What actor played Ed Wood, Ichabod Crane, and Officer Tom Hansen?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Of course you don't.
He has been everyone.
Haney, arts and literature to win.
I hate this category.
Yep. Haney, in arts and literature, what future Sex in the City figure defected to the West when touring with the Bolshoi Ballet? Apparently, eventually was a character on Sex in the City. What future Sex in the City figure defected to the West when touring with the Bolshoi Ballet?
I don't know anything about Sex in the City, but the only person I know like that would be Mikhail Baryshnikov.
And you are absolutely correct. Mikhail Baryshnikov. And for the first time in a while, Haney completely shut out the opponent. Mike, you cannot play this game anymore.
Ever again.
Yeah. Ever again.
Now, I don't think you have to worry about
like
that.
Like you had to do last year, in order to get those tickets, say something to my friend Mark Haney over here.
Mark Haney, you are definitely smarter than me.
Well, I hope you're a big Steeler fan.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah,
that'll
hold
do
on.
It then.
Never again will Mike play this game. In two attempts, a chance for an overall 12. He got a 2. He was completely shut out today. Karen, when it wasn't even her turn, was answering questions.
Yeah, right
he
and
couldn't
left.
Answer. Unbelievable. Karen, thank you so much.
My favorite part of that game is when he goes, I don't think I know. And you go, of course you don't.
You know, I ain't got time for you to mumble around when you don't even have the answer. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Weight loss is brutal, isn't it, Stan?
Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Get you updated on traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We have got to come up with a way so that we do not have a guy like Mike on ever again. A guy that did not want to play the game. He tanked the game. That's like having a prize fighter come in going against the heavyweight champ and just wants to say he went into the ring to get the money.
That's what happens, and people get hurt that way.
Yep, because it ruins it for everybody else. He is being chewed up unbelievably on our text line.
He just wanted Steve Miller
tickets. And he just wanted Steve Miller tickets, so he tanked it. And it ruins it for everybody. And Mike, you're never, ever, put it in the computer, never, ever play it again.
You know, this Michael Cohen stuff is patently
treasonous.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. It's a joke.
I don't know, maybe Congress has done this before, but I don't, in recent memory, I don't remember anything like that.
Treasonous.
Where somebody is testifying to Congress not on facts or evidence, but just basically gossiping.
Yeah, on his opinion, a convicted felon who worked with the president for 10 years, but only now realizes maybe I should tell the truth.
And he worked with the president for 10 years, and what I'm hearing basically is that, well, I don't like him now. Yes,
yeah, but he's getting his shots in.
But give us the evidence. What has he done? Well, he hasn't so much done anything.
Never told me to lie, but he had a look.
But I know he meant for me to do that because of the way he is, which is a jerk, by the way.
Oh.
And one time we were driving through a bad neighborhood, and he said, "This is a bad neighborhood. Black people live there." Come on.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Don't worry. In May 6th, he goes to prison.
I did see that a member of the Gambino family went on record and said that this behavior is not wise.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We're busy.
I'm not joking, by the way.
No, I know you're not. North Fort Myers got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Northeast Pine Island Road. Fort Myers crash. Gladiolus Drive and Media Lane. Fort Myers crash. Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Gulf Coast Main Street. Lehigh Acres crash. 4200 block of 5th Street West. Another one in Lehigh Acres for you. I think this might be the same one. Gunnery Road North and 5th Street West. And one more. It's in Bonita. Crash. I-75 at mile marker 122. It's southbound. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. There is a new study out, Stan.
Yes.
And it determines something that happens to people when watching pornography. The bottom line is,
yes,
the more porn an individual watches,
yes,
the more likely they are to become bisexual.
Really?
It's a direct correlation.
Yeah, because, you know, to watch the girl get into her thing, you got to watch a lot of guys that aren't you.
Yeah, they're usually Ron Jeremy.
Yep.
I got to say, Never found myself attracted to Ron Jeremy.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of admiration for the man.
Oh, yeah, champ.
This sounds like something Dave would do.
Of course it does. If it involves lying, shiftiness, a con game.
A man steals $33,000 worth of rare coins.
Yep.
And cashed them in at face value. Jeez. At the Coinstar to buy beer.
Of course!
Guy goes viral for buying a ton of Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
And, well, it went way downhill from there.
It sure did.
It involved the Drug Enforcement Agency. And finally, you know, in Southwest Florida, so many of us, we got to deal with the dreaded Homeowners Association.
Yep.
A HOA in Tennessee fined a woman after her car accidentally left a penis-shaped outline in the snow. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important to each and every one of us.
Hi, I'm Carol. Dave messaged me on Bumble.
Jeez. It's brought to you by Coastal Cooling in Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Mr. Robert Kraft does not have an official Twitter account.
No, he does not.
So we can only imagine what it might look like with today's list of the
top
official Robert Kraft tweets.
Top official Robert Kraft tweets.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Yeah.
Am I ashamed? Am I sorry? Hell no. I'm rich. Yes, I cheated on my girlfriend, but for Christ's sake, I own the Patriots. That's what we do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Easy, mama.
If a billionaire is reduced to paying for a strip mall tuggy, imagine what you'd have to do. Hashtag depressing thought for the day.
Living in America.
Running late, stuck in human traffic again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wet.
I'm just another 77-year-old man who fell victim to a stroke.
Hi, I'm Lanny Davis. I'm representing Michael Cohen. If that doesn't tell you right off the bat.
Hi, my name's Sid Blumenthal. I'm representing Lanny Davis, who's representing Michael Cohen.
Bunch of bitches.
I'm Bill Clinton.
I'm representing
Sidney Blumenthal, who's representing...
Jeez.
Top Robert Kraft
tweet.
Yes. By the way, the masseuses at that spa really suck. Why aren't police out there looking for real criminals like that damn Kaepernick? Gronk, you said nobody would find out about this place.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
I want to apologize to those in Boston offended by my rude behavior. So nobody.
Yep.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
song. I love it.
And finally, the very top Robert Kraft tweet.
Yes.
You're not fooling me, Goodell. I know you're behind this.
Yep.
Hashtag, don't hate me, cause you ain't me.
Doesn't he, though?
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I've left the building.
That's it,
Freddy,
baby.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Greg. I can't remember this. I'm sure Junior does. Guys, what was the name of that tribute band of Journey at Bike Night in Cape Coral? My 13-year-old daughter just fell in love with the music. She lives in Peru, but she's coming back in May. If the band is nearby, I would love to take...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Again to see them. Do you remember what the name of that Journey cover band was?
It has Chain in the name. Chains?
I don't know. Chains? You know who would know? Mike Mingus.
I thought that was the Van Halen tribute.
That's Unchained. But yeah, find out what that is for. This is from Kathy, who writes, "Ahoy, guys. You were talking about retirement in motels, Mary, mm-hmm. instead of the convalescent home.
Yeah, they did the math where if you just went to the Holiday Inn, you'd be better off.
There's another thing, too. Cruises are affordable. You stay on board for months at a time. Lots of perks, food 24 hours a day, entertainment, gym, pool, etc. Old people love the cruising." Wasn't there one where you could actually buy a room and just stay there? You'd just live there.
And you would wander the earth.
Yep. What was it?
Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction. This is unsigned. Guys, heard you talking about Natter Days. The Natty
Strawberry
Light.
Lemonade, yep. Natural ice. What?
Guys, it's actually not bad. Bought some yesterday, $10 for an 18-pack at Publix.
Now there's a weekend. But how would that be on your stomach, drinking 18 lemonade,
no.
strawberry lemonade beers?
Very acidic. Not good. Yeah. Oh. This is our buddy Charlie. 28-year listener of the Stan and Haney show. Ahoy, guys. Jeez. It's like the song that never ends. If Dave the Waterman isn't live on the air with you and his antics, he sometimes becomes the main topic of way too many segments. He is such a dolt. Just as I was going to beg and plead with you to cut some of his segments out of the show, a caller today is offering Dave the opportunity to be a carny. WTF. Maybe that is Dave's calling. I see a carny when I see Dave. I can picture him operating a scrambler or a tilt-a-whirl. Now, I can't wait to hear how all this turns out. The possibilities. Oh, my. Now, I'm not sure who needs psychiatric help more with Dave in the room. Me? Dave? Or Stan? Signed, our good friend Charlie. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, what the hell is wrong with Dave the Waterman?
Jesus.
So it would seem that if he has money, well, then the hell with the show, you, and most of all, the hell with Haney. I just don't get it. Dave, you owe the Stan and Haney show, Stan and Haney personally, so much. I can't believe how disrespectful you are. Come on, Dave. Grow up, for Christ's sake. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Guardian, it turns out he was in the hospital.
Yeah, for nothing.
He's out now.
Yeah, didn't even get a room. Yeah, just decided to go, you know, go to his personal physician, the emergency room. For a pimple on his arm. We'll be back.
You said you generally treat that yourself. You don't
do.
Go to the hospital.
Of course you do. Stan and Haney.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Get you updated on traffic and something big tomorrow morning that we'll be announcing here on K-Rock. We'll tell you about that in a second here. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. We'll start in Fort Myers. Well, it's season. Hit and run, Fort Myers. 9200 block of Cypress Lake Drive, right by the Retina Center. Here's another one. Hit and run, Fort Myers, Cleveland Avenue, and Kenwood Lane. Fort Myers crash, 10,000 block of Daniels Parkway. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash, Gunnery Road North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. All right, you need your radios tuned in to the Big K, K-Rock here, tomorrow morning. And I don't know what it is. They don't tell me. Listen to K-Rock at 10:45 a.m. tomorrow morning for a major Southwest Florida concert announcement. All right? Oh, and by the way, thanks to Jeff Zito, who demanded the work be done, all of our podcasts, which had not been posted since Friday, are up and running. And we apologize for the delay over the last week. It has been out of our hands. But I've been told they're all up and ready for you to listen to. Ahoy.
Yes, may I speak at the disc jockey, please?
You are speaking to the disc jockey. Can I guess who this is?
Well, do you think you know who
I do
this
know.
Is?
I do know. You're Southwest Florida's troublemaker, Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes, this is Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes. How have you been, Sarita? I have not heard from you in a while. You must have been out visiting family somewhere, because I would have expected another call earlier than this. You must have been. What, were you traveling?
Due to your actions, sir,
huh?
I have suffered
what?
From a quiffling disorder.
A quiffling disorder? A quiffling what?
That have left me unable to monitor your hate radio program.
What happened to you, Sarita? It's crippling, not a queefing. It's a crippling disorder. And what is it? What I did
well,
something?
You know exactly what you've been doing.
You still monitor us every day?
I just told you I had to give it up for a little while. I couldn't take it no more.
What happened? What happened?
I nearly lost my marriage.
What, are you married now?
Well, no, I'm engaged, but I nearly lost my fiancé.
Fiancé? Hey, and you know something now? Sarita, I have a fiancé now, too.
Well, it don't surprise me. I'm surprised it's only once.
What? What are you talking about?
Because I have now had the benefit of counsel, both legal, psychological, and spiritual, and I know what you're up to now.
You know what we're up to now, what I'm up to. What are you talking about, Miss Williams?
I finally
hope you're okay.
I have finally seen the light as to what you're up to, and you and I both know what you're talking about. And my question to you.
Yes?
And I only do this out of the goodness of my heart.
Well, everybody knows you have a good heart, Sarita. Big heart.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Now, I wanted to give you the opportunity that if we could make certain arrangements, I would tell my lawyer to cease and desist.
What?
Any further legal action toward yourself.
Hold on a second. I want you to stop right there, Sarita. You're speaking in terms of a lawsuit. You got a litigious tone to you. Now, I haven't done anything. I come in here every day, do a radio show,
uh-huh.
and somehow you think something I have done is directed at you, that you've needed spiritual, medical, psychological, legal.
Uh-huh.
What have I done to you, and you're going to give me an opportunity to do what?
Well, you have a limited opportunity.
Limited. What?
I will give you 24, hell, I give you 48 hours.
48 hours for what, Sarita?
If you come up with $500, I let it go.
What? What? What are you, blackmailing me? That sounds like blackmail. I come up with money, you shut up about something?
Well.
Blackmail. That's blackmail.
I did not say I was going to shut up about nothing. I was just saying that I would not pursue a legal remedy.
What? Okay, let's start from the beginning now here, Sarita.
$500 in cash.
You want that in 20s? You want that in $100 bills? Get a mixed denomination? How about a lot of ones? I stopped with this right now. What have I done to you?
Now, I would accept the cash in any form. If you're asking what I would prefer.
Yeah, personal check.
I would prefer $1 bills wrapped in a rubber band.
Ah, gas station style.
Uh-huh.
What? No, wait. Before I say no, which is going to be my final answer, no, why do you want $500 from me in regards to not continuing with a legal end of this? What did I do to you?
Might really want to think this over, because I know for a fact it ain't just me.
Oh,
it ain't just me you've been doing wrong.
Wait a second. Somebody just corrected me. That isn't blackmail. That's extortion. You're trying to extort money out of me.
No, I'm offering you a legal settlement.
A legal settlement to what, Miss Williams?
You give me the money I want.
You keep saying you want money.
And I won't file against you in this particular matter. And
I guess there are other investigations going on with me.
Sir,
ma'am.
I have been speaking to professionals about you, and the word I keep hearing over and over again is problematic.
That's a very overused term these days, Sarita, and I don't think I've ever, in the 20-some-odd years that I've known you, you've ever used the phrase problematic. You have been talking to somebody. You have been listening to other people, haven't you?
I've been talking to many other people, and if you don't come up with that $500, you ain't going to be liking what you're going to be reading in the news press, because there's an editorial.
Editorial in the news press.
All we got to do is send it to the newspaper, and they have to publish it, and it will be talking all about what you've done.
Sarita, what's my name? You know my name, don't you?
I don't have to say your name.
And you're claiming that I am problematic. I'll say my name. Stan, you're saying Stan is problematic.
Stan is problematic.
In what?
There, we agree on something.
No, we didn't agree. I'm just trying to... ma'am, I'm trying to get this all straight in my head. What? I don't socialize with you. I don't see you on the street. I don't go and hang out in the same community that you hang out in. I don't go to your church. I don't go to your grocery store. I don't go to any of these things. I just do a radio show 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, and you're throwing terms out at me. Problematic. You want $500 in $1 bills with elastic bands around them, or you're going to the papers, because I know what I've done.
Do you need me to spell it out for
you? I do. Yes, I do.
You have been misusing your powers of masculine sexuality. have caused me to become mentally ill to the point that I desire you, that I find you sexually attractive.
Wow!
That my body react in a certain way when I hear your voice.
Well, it's very Pavlovian. You've been hearing it for a long time.
That I have become obsessed, where I'm looking at YouTube videos of you waddling around like a fat little duck that I just want to lay down. Now, sir, you know what you're doing.
No, I don't.
You understand. You understand. You're big. You're sexy. You have to know the effect that would have on women, and it is patently unfair.
How can I prevent that? What? Let's avoid all of this. If I am,
I see your hairless, gray-haired ass, and I just go nuts.
That's not my problem. That's your problem.
And I have such impure thoughts of the things that I want to do with and to you.
I don't want to think about that.
I have problematic fantasies that involve you screaming porterhouse at the tops of your lungs.
Yeah, nice safe word. Wait a second. How long has this been going on?
Well, it's a slow process. You know, your brainwashing of what you do to women.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being me, Sarita.
You have been highly abusive to women.
How dare you say that?
You have been using your sexuality to try to get things over on the women.
Uh-huh. And so,
because I know I can't be the only one.
Well, I don't think you are. I understand that, but that's just my
magnetism.
Because
what I'm talking about is raw, unbridled sexual charisma.
So all of these years that you claim I've been spewing hate radio, all these years...
You are the devil.
You calling me the... You are. You called me the devil on numerous times. You've gone to my supervisor. It's all because... You, Sarita, have the hots for me?
Sir, it is not the hots. It is a psychological, medical disease.
It's a disease.
That you have inflicted upon me and every woman that listened to your show.
Is it the same disease that you've had with Eddie Taylor and obviously your previous husband that allowed you to have, at least that I know of, 7 different children with a man? So I guess the man is to blame,
sir,
for you having 7 children.
Sir,
and now I'm to blame.
Sir,
ma'am!
Do you really think that $500 is too little to ask when you have spoiled me for all other men.
That is all I spoil you. This is a bunch of crap. You know what? You are extorting me.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to. I don't want you to get confused.
Yeah.
I do not love you.
Yeah.
What is going on is nothing more, and I know this now thanks to my counselor.
Yeah.
It is nothing more than lust. Uh-huh. It is a pre-programmed bodily reaction.
Right, that you have, the disease that you have.
That you have manipulated.
I have manipulated. Can I ask you one question before I cough up the 500?
Yes,
sir. Are there any other men in the public eye that do this to you?
The only one else that ever did that was, what's his name? He played a character called Balky on TV.
On the TV sitcom?
Yeah.
Balky?
Oh, he did it for me, baby. He did it for me.
Did you get $500 from him?
No, but I did get an autographed picture.
And so you want $500 from me?
Well, I sure appreciate it.
Well, no, you're not getting the $500. Go ahead and print your editorial in the news press, and you're not getting the $500.
Well, now you've done it, because now it's going to be a class action.
Don't threaten
me. Because I'm going to have all the other women line up right with me so that we can finally get your toxic masculinity off the air.
Yeah, it's my fault. We'll take a break. Stan and Haney.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I am getting, and you can't see me. You can hear me. And I'm really edgy, and I admit that. But look at this. I can't even get this microphone to stay where I want it to stay. This
and Stan?
What? Look at that.
Stan?
What?
It's all going to be okay.
No, it's not going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
It swivels around and goes away from me so I can't talk. And then listen, look at this. Nobody's even... It's still.
You know what it is? I think you got wedding jitters.
I ain't got wedding jitters. Listen,
I think that's what it is. You're worried you won't fit into your outfit?
I am worried about that.
Pardon.
This is at Broadcast House. This is the marquee station in the building. Oh, don't kid yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is professional stuff. We're talking about 100,000 watts of power. This is very important. Critical broadcast facility.
And then I put the mic up to me, and it turns this way. Look at this. Okay, stay right there, microphone. Stay. There it goes. Oh, it's moving on me. Jeez.
Say it with me.
What?
You're good enough?
I'm good enough.
You're smart enough?
Smart enough.
And doggone it.
Doggone it.
People like you.
Come on. You should see the hate mail I get here.
Well, like what?
You know, I'm going to tell you this right now. We don't have control over the streaming. And people bitched and complained when, during the commercial breaks, we would play music. Zito put in music, songs. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's the same songs over and over again. So then what did they do? We had Stan and Haney bits in there. Ah, for crying out loud, for Pete's sake, it's the same old Stan and Haney. So what happened? Probably about a month ago, we put in 10 new Stan and Haney bits on the stream while we're on commercial. I think they put some other stuff in there, too. Dave and Chuck the Freak stuff in there. Put all that. And you get the, guys, I hear the Reverend Andrew Love twice a day, and I have to shut it off. I can't stand that. Hallelujah.
We haven't heard Andrew Love in years.
But it's on the stream. People just don't know how to...
But at least Jeff Zito fixed the podcast.
Yes, he did. Jeff Zito personally fixed the podcast. Do we have any WD-40 around here?
No, he just wants to leave, man. He doesn't want to play.
Your engineer is like Fred Flintstone. He's out of here at 5 o'clock.
Well, he hears that. He hears that bird crow, and out he goes.
Yep.
Let's get you.
Oh, yeah, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, can I hit this with that still up there like that? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
It's all going to be okay.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I'll lose it by the wedding.
You're going to fit into your outfit with no problem.
Yeah, I don't know how right now. Fort Myers got a crash. Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive.
I'll be there for you, pal.
I know, buddy.
If everything works out right.
Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 1500 block of East 10th Street and in Bonita. Crash, Imperial Parkway and Bonita Beach Road, southeast. And you are up to date.
You know what? Let's just take a second.
What?
And forget about, you know, the wrenching, moaning microphone.
Yeah.
Forget about weight loss.
Yeah.
Forget about pressure.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
Maybe Whitey's got the right idea at 5 o'clock.
Whitey had an idea this? What? Oh!
And... family down the street, the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba doo time, a dabba doo time. We'll have a gay old time.
What's the part where maybe that cat will stay up for the night?
Oh, that's the album version.
Well, that used to be the end of the thing at the end of the show.
Yeah, we don't get that here.
Oh. Okay. Mark Haney and the news.
You're right. Everything sucks.
I didn't say everything sucks.
I'm done trying.
But for crying out loud.
You're right. Everything sucks. I give up. Between that and your unconsciously over-aggressive sexual intimidation.
Yeah, apparently I got that too. You know what? And it's my fault. Jeez. You know what?
You're just as God made you.
And if Sarita lines up all the ladies that are going through that,
oh Jesus,
God help me. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. It starts right now.
From news headquarters, this is the evening news with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida, and Roy Caron in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, February 27th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
And sometimes things you don't really want to know.
Like?
Well, you're familiar with the movie Aliens?
Yeah, the sequel to Alien.
Yeah, a lot of drool in that movie.
Yes, there was.
Fluids.
Like when the animal is and he opens his mouth and it's all oozing and dripping.
Yeah, what do you suppose that is?
I would assume that it's like the stuff you had when you were a kid, the liquid cement.
It's gallons and gallons of KY jelly.
Oh, jeez. Jeez. Come on. Always find something new for that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Take it out of the bedroom and bring it to Hollywood. Yeah, get everybody there. I got it in their cupboard.
What's in a name? And I will ask you the question. You've got the same movie, but you give it a different title.
Yeah.
Could it change everything as far as how popular it is?
Well, they used to do that with the James Bond movies. When Sean Connery was doing James Bond, they put out the movie Thunderball. And the owner, the one who had the script, the screenwriter, after Roger Moore took over, remember when they wanted to have Sean Connery come back, but it wasn't the same production company, but the guy who had the script to Thunderball did Never Say Never Again. It is the same movie. It's the same movie. Oh, they changed a couple of things around, but the plot line is the exact, because they're the only ones that had that.
But then again, a James Bond plot line is kind
of... Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, everybody loves the film Pretty Woman.
Well, sure. Yeah, your gear and what's her name?
That was not the original title of the film.
What was it?
It was originally going to be called 3,000.
Huh?
After the amount of money Julia Roberts' whore charged.
Yeah, 3,000. It's a little steep.
I don't think it becomes this big iconic movie when it's called 3,000.
Right. I read something also that in the original thing, she wasn't very likable.
No. No. But let's turn it into a fairy tale.
Yep.
Why not?
Yep.
Do you know your hot dog etiquette?
I like to think I know. I've had my share of hot dogs. I've had your Sabrettes and your Nathans and your Oscar Mayers and your Muckies and your Costco ones, which Costco has the best deal on a hot dog and soda.
Because he will die on that hill.
Yep. They are the best hot dog.
The guy that owns Costco, he fights for it.
Yep. And I'll say this to everybody out there, because we know that there are a lot of people, you know, you're struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, you might be like somebody that I can't stand in this room, but he's gone now. I don't have it. You can go to Costco and get a jumbo hot dog on a premium bun and a soft drink, refillable, all the fixins, your onions, your relish, your ketchup, tomato, anything, $1.50. And you're right, Haney, the guy that ran Costco for 40 years said, it will never, under my watch, and the guy that took over Costco started out as a junior employee there,
mm-hmm.
trained him right, said the same thing. Under my watch, it'll always be $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda.
And you wouldn't think it would be that big a deal, but over the years, they have had to acquire hot dog factories,
yep.
bun factories.
They used to go and have the hot dogs shipped in. They used to go buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it became cost prohibitive, he built a hot dog plant.
Yep.
Made it himself.
All to keep it at that price.
Yep. And they are good hot dogs.
All right. So we're well established in hot dog country now.
Yeah.
How many bites should it take you to consume an entire hot dog?
Well, if they're the store ones that you buy out of the pack, put them on a standard size bun, I could comfortably do it in 3 bites, maybe 4.
All right, you're right in the ballpark. Because according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Okay, they got one. All right.
It is considered bad etiquette to eat a hot dog requiring more than 5 bites.
I completely agree. That's for you.
They feel you're nitpicking at that point.
You ladies who are nibblers.
Dainty.
Yeah, being dainty with the hot nibbler, dainty. Five bites max.
There is a certain segment of the population that are pornographic aficionados. They yeah. enjoy pornography.
Junior?
This is a study done by a porn site, and they have determined that the more porn an individual watches,
yeah.
the more likely they are to become bisexual.
Jeez. Do they have their reasoning behind it? I believe I said during the headlines my reasoning for it, because you're looking for the hot chick getting nailed by, you know, Eddie Forearm. And, mm-hmm. and but then again, you become desensitized to looking at a male in full turgidity.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't matter anymore. You become bi.
Yep. Lots of questions, and the website answers, we don't know.
They don't know. Don't know. That's, well, you heard Stan's philosophy on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll go with Stan's philosophy.
Yep. I wonder if I can get myself published.
Yep. The Dead Nerve
yep.
by Dr. Stanley Noelani.
Yep. The dead nerve.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Haney, I have to take care of a few of these texts. That, you know what? You got these not necessarilies and these know-it-alls, and I've had it. I'm really edgy. Oh, you have to be a Costco member to go and get the cost. No. The food area is
behind the register.
Is behind the register, where
at the front of the store by customer service.
Yeah, where the customer service is and everything.
Yep.
If you're not going into the store, you can go in there, because what if you wanted to get a membership? You go up to customer service.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in the same area. They don't ask for your card or anything when you're buying one of those delicious $1.50 hot dogs and a drink. Secondly,
not necessary.
Yeah. Secondly, I got some nitwit going.
You really are just
going and telling me, oh, enjoy that $1.50 hot dog. Do you know what goes in? And then they start going down. Let me tell you, at Costco, 100% beef.
Yeah. And plus, nobody should ever know anything about hot dogs.
That's right. That's why they're in a casing.
Don't think about it.
Nope. Just say to yourself, does it taste good?
It's fine.
It's fine. Eat up.
You know, oftentimes we'll try to do a feel-good story and Stan will poke it full of holes. But
because if you're doing a feel-good story, somebody had to blab it.
I think you'll find that you'll have a difficult time with this one, Stan.
Okay.
Earlier this month, 46-year-old Dietrich McGowan of Greenville, South Carolina, spent $540 out of his own pocket to buy every single box of Girl Scout cookies from two Girl Scouts outside the grocery store so they wouldn't have to stand outside in the freezing cold.
Yep.
What a great feel-good story.
It is. It's a feel-good. I think I don't want to spoil the story. I think he paid like
$500. $540 yep. he gave to the Girl Scouts.
So that they could buy them all.
Yep. Well, Dietrich's story made what we in the business call a hard left turn.
Yep.
Because yesterday, the generous Girl Scout cookie connoisseur was arrested by the DEA. It turns out he's accused of importing heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl from Mexico. Yeah,
drug money.
He's facing 22 charges for drug trafficking, conspiracy to import drugs, cash smuggling, and maintaining a drug-involved premise. He is in jail awaiting his hearing.
Just remember what I was, the old wives' tale. A right and a wrong don't always make a right.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. What? People are motivated by different things.
Yep. Michael Cohen's motivated by money.
And fear.
And fear.
Now, let me introduce the 40-year-old Shane Meal to you. He is from Riviera Beach, Florida. And back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole the man's rare coin collection valued at $33,000. Now, was Shane motivated by the value of the collection and the time and effort that went into that?
Was he?
That was not what motivated Shane. No. What motivated Shane? I want some beer.
Yep.
So Shane took these incredibly valuable coins to the nearest Coinstar machine.
Fee included.
And cashed them in at face value. He was quite pleased that he received enough store credit to purchase not one, but two 12 packs of beer. So this financial wizard turned $33,000 into less than $30. He was arrested for grand theft, and unfortunately, police are, at least to this point, have been unable to recover the incredibly valuable missing coins. They've now just gone into circulation in the Coinstar.
That is so insane. Let me explain something also, and Haney knows this. Because we know, we've been around bankers all our lives. They've been really doing a number on us.
You're not kidding.
But if you think maybe your grandfather, maybe your dad, maybe somebody in the family had a coin collection, and you're like, maybe you're like looking at your silver certificate dollars, mm-hmm. your red fives, your silver quarters, and all that stuff. And you're thinking, this has to be worth a lot of money. I'm going to go to the bank and find out what I can get for it. That's all they're going to give you is the face value on it. A bank will not give you, if you have a $1 rare bill that might be worth to a collector tons of money, the bank's going to give you the dollar.
No, you got to go through the collectors.
You got to go through people the collectors.
People that appreciate it.
A bank can only give you the face value on something. So and if you have a bunch of silver coins, don't go to the bank to turn them in.
And you got a silver certificate, they can't give you silver.
Nope. And thinking, here's what people today don't remember. Our paper money
was backed.
Was backed.
Where you turn that in, they had to give you precious metals.
Yep. Either silver or gold.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it said right on the bill. This is payable to $1 worth of silver. Not anymore.
Oh. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
All right, you're Reggie.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Looking at the coin thief right there.
Bill.
What the?
Well, he's motivated by beer. What do you want?
Yep.
Now, this next story comes to us from Tennessee, but I think that we can all relate to it if you have ever had to deal with the dreaded Homeowners Association.
Sorry, Tennessee.
I know Stan has had several run-ins with his.
Numerous.
A woman named Catherine, who lives in Tennessee, received a $100 fine from her homeowners association at her condo complex last month. Why?
Why?
Because her car inadvertently left a penis-shaped outline in the snow.
Her car did.
Yes. She parked her Honda Insight overnight. There was light snow, and the next morning, she drove away.
Yeah.
None the wiser to anything.
Right.
Normal day.
Yeah.
Evidently, her car left an outline in the snow that the HOA considered to be phallic. And the Homeowners Association informed Catherine that due to her actions, she would have to pay a $100 fine. Catherine refused to pay the fine.
I don't blame her.
And threatened legal action.
I don't blame her. I'm looking at the picture right now. This is in the person at the condo association. This is in his mind. Or her mind.
Yeah,
please.
Nobody did anything to
nobody
cause
did
that.
Nobody did anything. Oh, you have got to be kidding.
Left this offensive image on the ground.
You've got to be kidding me.
Now, the HOA refused, absolutely refused to apologize, but someone within the HOA realized this is insane, and although still no apology from any of them,
right.
They said, quote, we will not pursue this further.
Come on.
A little bit of power.
Yeah.
And people go crazy.
As I always said to those condo police that come down seasonally and make sure that you got the right sticker on your car and all that, I love to say this. You should have planned for your retirement a little better. That way you could have bought your own retirement house down here instead of having to live with people in a condo.
I am looking at that parking spot. And there's not a damn thing she could do about
nothing.
It. And guess what? It's going to happen every time it snows.
Yep. Every time.
But no apology.
Nope.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, February 27th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mikey Haney telling it like it is.
Look at that. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Just got a text from one of our bankers who heard us talking about the valuable coins and not to bring them to the bank. Our banker said, yes, we routinely give you face value for those coins and bills. Then we take them to a collector.
Yep.
You can take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. I'm sorry I was so edgy today.
That's all right. You got a lot on your plate.
Like a trip hammer. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He is going to take you through your evening.
You know how it's going to be, you know, you young marrieds.
Yeah. Yep. I just want to be able to be there for the ceremony and fit into my outfit.
Yeah.
So important to me.
You know, you got to go through the whole list of, you know, toasters.
Yeah. Is it inappropriate to go and put up one of those things online? A registry?
The way I look at it is you never know.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, North Cleveland Avenue at Merchants Crossing. And now Fort Myers, crash, Winkler Road and Gladiolus Drive. And then we have a hit and run, 22,000 block of Fountain Lakes Boulevard at Fountain Lakes.
Are there any fountain or lakes there?
There might be one fountain, no
okay.
lakes.
All right.
Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and Pine Villa Lane. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. It is a crash. 28,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
Let me pull this back here.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I do enjoy traveling to other countries, seeing how different, but essentially similar we all are. Like the UK is not that different from the US. You know, if anything, you go over there and it seems like British people are trying to be different from Americans. They're like, oh, you drive on the right side of the road, then we're going to drive on the left side of the road. Oh, you call your mother mum, then we're going to call ours mum. Oh, you call that a cookie, then we're not going to the dentist. I know that's cheap. I did notice something when I was over there. You know, British people, they don't say the before hospital. You ever notice that? They're like, hospital? I was feeling knackered, so I went to hospital. Whenever they would do that, I'd say, stop that, that's wrong and weird. Are you trying to sound like a polite caveman? And I had a friend from London. He was like, what makes you think you're doing it properly? And I go, because I'm American and we invented the English language.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Yes, may I speak at the disc jockey, please?
You are speaking to the disc jockey. Can I guess who this is?
Well, do you think you know who
I do
this
know.
Is?
I do know. You're Southwest Florida's troublemaker, Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes, this is Sarita Williams.
Yes. How have you been, Sarita? I have not heard from you in a while. You must have been out visiting family somewhere, because I would have expected another call earlier than this. You must have been, what, were you traveling?
Due to your actions, sir, I have suffered from a quiffling disorder.
A quiffling disorder? A quiffling what?
That have left me unable to monitor your hate radio program.
What happened to you, Sarita? It's crippling, not a queefing. It's a crippling disorder. And what is it? Something?
You know exactly what you've been doing.
You still monitor us every day?
I just told you I had to give it up for a little while. I couldn't take it no more.
What happened? What happened?
I nearly lost my marriage.
Wait, are you married now?
Well, no, I'm engaged, yeah. But I nearly lost my fiancé.
Fiancé? Hey, you know something now? Sarita, I have a fiancé now, too.
Well, it don't surprise me. I'm surprised it's only once.
What? What are you talking about?
Because I have now had the benefit of counsel, both legal, psychological, and spiritual, and I know what you're up to now.
You know what we're up to now, what I'm up to. What are you talking about, Miss Williams?
I finally
hope you're okay.
I have finally seen the light as to what you're up to. And you and I both know what you're talking about. And my question to you.
Yes?
And I only do this out of the goodness of my heart.
Oh, everybody knows you have a good heart, Sarita. Big heart.
Sir.
Ma'am!
Now, I wanted to give you the opportunity that if we could make certain arrangements, I would tell my lawyer to cease and desist.
What?
Any further legal action toward yourself.
Hold on a second. I want you to stop right there, Sarita. You're speaking in terms of a lawsuit. You got a litigious tone to you. Now, I haven't done anything. I come in here every day, do a radio show, and somehow you think something I have done is directed at you, that you've needed spiritual, medical, psychological, legal help. What have I done to you, and you're going to give me an opportunity to do what?
Well, you have a limited opportunity.
Limited.
I will give you 24. Hell, I give you 48 hours.
48 hours for what, Sarita?
If you come up with $500, I let it go.
What? What? What are you, blackmailing me? That sounds like blackmail. I come up with money, you shut up about something?
Well?
Blackmail. That's blackmail.
I did not say I was going to shut up about nothing. I was just saying that I would not pursue a legal remedy.
What? Okay, let's start from the beginning now here, Serena.
$500 in cash.
You want that in 20s? You want that in $100 bills? Get a mixed denomination? How about a lot of ones? I stopped with this right now. What have I done to you?
Now, I would accept the cash in any form. If you're asking what I would prefer.
Yeah, personal check.
I would prefer $1 bills wrapped in a rubber band.
Gas station style.
Uh-huh.
What?
Do you really think that $500 is too little to ask when you have spoiled me for all other men?
That is, oh, I spoil you. This is a bunch of crap. You know what? You are extorting me.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to get confused.
Yeah.
I do not love you.
Yeah.
What is going on is nothing more, and I know this now thanks to my counselor.
Yeah.
It is nothing more than lust. Uh-huh. It is a pre-programmed bodily reaction.
Right, that you have, the disease that you have.
That you have manipulated.
I have manipulated.
Now you've done it, because now it's going to be a class action.
Don't threaten me.
Because I'm going to have all the other women line up right with me so that we can finally get your toxic masculinity off the air.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.